here. I'm really excited.
Yeah. All right. So whenever you're ready, let's get into it.
All right. The song's called San Francisco. You can blame it all on me. I'm just running from mediocrity. I'm getting sick of feeling this way. It's getting harder and harder. Something more than this. I'm not the guy you lay awake and miss. So tomorrow I'm leaving for San Francisco. I hope you know I won't be coming home. I've done my best and I can't shake this feeling. I'm not where I need to be. I'm sorry, honey, for wasting so much time sitting around with yours and what I call mine. I can't take it any longer. And I don't want a single dime. I lay awake beside you late at night. I'm just hoping that I'm doing what's right. 'Cause love comes and it goes. And in my mind, I'm already through that door, honey. We both need something more than this. I'm just trying to do what I think's best. So tomorrow I'm leaving for San Francisco. I hope you know I won't be coming home. I've done my best tonight. I'm not where I need to be. I've had dreams, but now I'm bursting at the seams. This ain't how my life should end. I've spent this whole time just trying. San Francisco, I hope you know I won't be coming home. I've done my best and I can't shake this feeling. I'm not where I need to be.
Another one then? Oh. Okay. This one's kind of trashy. I hope you don't mind. It's kind of like a, yeah, like a trashy old school folk type song about drinking too much.
Beautiful.
Trying so hard to keep my heart off the floor, but life keeps telling me there ain't too much more. Well, the trough in the men's room, it just started flooding, like drunk thoughts in my head. Oh, I try running. Oh Lord, oh Lord. So do you know what I went and did? I went and had too much to drink, 'cause I feel I'm drowning. I start to think I'm lost, oh please tell me I'm not alone. Can someone out there, anybody, just take me home?
Thank you.
Now, was that an original song from...
Both were. The second one's from the newer EP that's coming out like midway through March, probably.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Is that a personal experience?
A little bit. I mean, who hasn't had those nights?
Fair enough.
Right? Just had a lot of them for a little while. Too many of them.
Yikes.
Yeah.
All right.
One more then?
One more, yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. This is also a new one.
Cool.
It's also kind of depressing, so...
Love it.
My dreams, you're standing right next to me, with your hand in mine. Like the roses I gave you will wither in time, your heart will do the same. Sometimes, you know, the devil cries, dear, for me, you never shed a tear. Sometimes, you know, the devil cries, dear, for me, you never shed a tear. It kills me to think that we're only growing old. I've never felt more like a child. And now as I wander through any open door, I'll regret
each passing year. Sometimes you know the devil cries dear, but not over wasted years. Sometimes you know the devil cries dear, for me you never shed a tear. Now all my days slip into disarray, and my memory starts to fail. My plans and desires slowly fade away. The days still find their end. Sometimes you know devil cries dear, as all those dreams disappear. Sometimes you know the devil cries dear, for me you never shed a tear. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thanks. So, how can people listen to more of your stuff?
Spotify, anywhere where you can stream pretty much, SoundCloud.
Cool.
And then you can just go to my website, reneessant.com has it. And if you really want it, I can probably just send a link to you to download it. I don't know. I'm not too worried about it. New EP comes out midway through March probably, so there'll be more.
Awesome. Yeah. That was amazing. One more round of applause. That was great.
Thank you.
Man. I guess we'll get you seated real quick and then dive into a little bit of a Q&A. Yeah. Bear with us, guys.
So I guess I have a question. Just wondering about your new EP and then your old one, Feeling Fine. In terms of sound and how you think you've changed since then, what's new or what's the new direction that you think you've gone on this new EP?
I really feel like the other one was a lot louder and screamier and probably a bit more depressing. There's like a song about killing myself on it and stuff. And then the newer one's a bit happier, a bit lighter, less yelling. I don't know, I think it's a bit gentler, but it's still not the happiest thing ever. Called A Little Bit Better, compared to Feeling Fine, which just feeling a little bit better. I don't know. Yeah. So, yeah, pretty similar still.
So, where are you from?
I'm from Quesnel. Born there, then moved here when I was 18. So, been here for like 7 years now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we were talking a bit in the lobby, and you were talking a bit of smack.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. They were like, well, why'd you leave Quesnel? And I was like, it sucks. It doesn't suck. It's pretty. It's just not for me. And I was wanted out and wanted to do something different.
Fair enough. Yeah. You've been in Vancouver for 7 years now.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you finding kind of living here, the music communities here?
I actually just started getting more and more into the music community in the last couple years. Yeah. And there's a lot of people who are really nice and really accepting and really like, it's just, there's a lot of good bands and a lot of really nice people involved with them. Living here, it can be rough, just money-wise and everything. Like, I moved to Burnaby now, so I don't know. I was just too broke to keep staying in Vancouver and like the main street area. So I was like, I'm gonna move to Burnaby. Got a dog though, so it's kind of worth it.
Nice. What kind of dog? Yeah.
German short-haired pointer crossed with something. She's just this cute black and white sort of like hunting hound type looking dog. Awesome. She's a dreamboat.
Love it.
Yeah.
Sure. So you may have answered already, but in terms of like when you were moving away from where you lived previously, what made you choose Vancouver? What made you lean towards this out of all other places?
Honestly, my brother lived here and was like, let's get a place because he was in film school here. And then, I don't know, I always wanted to do music. It's just, it wasn't really always on my mind, but I kind of knew like, oh, it's a good place to
try and play music and to get into stuff, and it had that draw over anywhere else in BC, and I didn't really want to move too far from home because, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's weird to move really far from home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit scary.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's talk about your music for a bit. If you want to talk about maybe some of your inspirations for, you know, why you make the kind of music you do, or where, when you're writing a song, like, what's that process like?
Okay. Yeah, I guess I write the kind of music I do because I just really started liking sad music years back, and then it kind of kept sticking with me, and then it just kind of progressed into, like, what can I make with just the guitar and the acoustic, and then, I mean, obviously, like, Bob Dylan and Neil Young, they're huge influences, mm-hmm. and then some folk guys like Dave Von Ronk, Jackson C. Frank, and a couple other people who are just, like, very, like, they're good guitar players, and they make it so good. Like, really talented with the finger picking and everything, but it's still pretty simple, but, like, really beautifully written and then pretty catchy as well, mm-hmm. and I feel like I kind of felt that that was right for me to try and emulate something like that, where it's kind of simple but people can kind of, like, connect with it because it's sad and everybody gets sad, and if it's catchy it gets stuck in people's heads, right? So
yeah,
simplicity I find is kind of key with it, and yeah,
totally fair.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say, listening to you sing now reminds me of Father John Misty. I'm not sure if you heard of him, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Well, I thought, yeah, like, especially what you're talking about, like, the themes that you're singing about, and, like, his last album, Pure Comedy.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, that was a really great album, I think. And just, like, his themes were, I think, they captured sort of the depression of 2017, like, more broadly, but it's cool to hear someone's more, like, personal voice on their experiences, but you just remind me of him, so I just wanted
that's
to
that's really
that.
Nice. I'm gonna take that as a compliment.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Right here in my heart forever. Thank yeah. you.
What's the best album to cry to?
Oh, Julian Baker Sprained Ankle. That just, ugh,
yeah.
Damn, that was good.
That's some good crying right
yeah,
there.
That's amazing crying.
Man.
Just in terms of where you are now and where you want to be, what's next for Rene Hassan? Like, you have the new EP coming out in March, obviously. Do you want to move towards, like, more live performing? Is there anywhere you want to go with the stuff that you've created?
Yeah, I really want a lot more shows. That's kind of the goal. The shows are the funnest part, probably. Mm-hmm. You get to see people, hopefully, enjoying your music and stuff. I would really like to move into, like, more festivals. With the show coming up on Thursday... I planned the whole thing, so it's kind of fun to plan shows too, so maybe looking at a little bit of, like, putting on bigger events and stuff would be fun as well. I just want to get more involved in the music scene in Vancouver, and then maybe eventually summer, fall, do a small tour or something, and
yeah,
try and get that EP out there.
Do you want to speak a little bit more about the upcoming show on Thursday?
Yeah, sure. Thursday at the Fox Cabaret, tickets are $13.50. It's amazing. The bands are so good. I was planning an EP release party for the day. It's not going to happen. I pushed that back. It's going to be a while, but then I still had the down payment down and was like, I got these bands. It's the show I wanted to see with these bands. Club Sofa, Milkers Wanted. Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
go.
Jock Tears and MOSFET. So they're just like, they're awesome. They're all killer. And then I just kind of, like, forced my way in because how does a guy with an acoustic fit in with these, like, really solid, strong sounding band? So I was like, I'll host. So in between sets I'm doing some giveaways and then just playing a few songs while they switch the stages over, so it kind of keeps the night more solid and consistent rather than waiting around for 20 minutes while the next band gets ready to play.
Cool.
Yeah,
awesome. All right, we're gonna take a quick break, play some ads, PSAs, maybe a song or two. When we come back, I can't tell you what we'll be talking about, but we'll figure it out.
Metatron presents Ethereal Shadowland, their first official Vancouver reading. They will be featuring the poignant voices of Metatron and Vancouver-based poets. Come listen to the poetic musings of Adele Barclay, Asia Moore, Ashley Obscura, Brad Casey, Ivana Bezanovsky, Leah Horlick, and Chazia Hafiz Ramji at Paperhound on Tuesday, February 13th at 7 p.m. The world.
world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit citr.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Hey guys, before we play the next song, make sure you cover the children's ears. The Spotify tag does have it as explicit.
Turn it up loud. So many questions. When this began, we was the perfect match. Perhaps we had some problems, but we working at it. And now the arguments are getting loud. I wanna stay, but I can't help from walking out. Let's throw it away. Just take my hand and understand. If you could see, I never planned to be a man. It just wasn't me. But now I'm searching for commitment and other arms. I wanna shelter you from harm. Don't be alarmed. Your attitude was the cause. You got me stressing. Soon as I open up the door with your jealous questions, like where can I be? You're killing me with your jealousy. Now my ambitions to be free, I can't breathe. Cause soon as I leave, it's like a trap. I hear you calling me to come back. I'm a sucker for love.
Okay, that was Do For Love by Tupac, and this week I was scrolling through my Instagram, and I saw this article posted, and Childish Gambino, aka Donald Glover, you might know him from Community, he just won a Grammy for Redbone, was comparing himself to Tupac in an interesting way. So I'm just quoting this article from XXL here, and he says, "I know everybody likens themselves to Tupac a lot, I'm the new Tupac in a strange way. I grew up similar. I didn't have a mom in the Black Panthers, but my parents were very pro-black. And he goes on to say his mom put him to performing arts school, and she kind of said to him, that's where you need to be. But when I saw this come up in my news feed, I was listening to what he was saying, but I just felt I disagreed with him because I'm a big fan of Tupac, and I know a lot about his upbringing. And I understand what he's saying here, that, you know, he went through this phase where he went to performing school, and much like Tupac, he's an actor, but he's also a musician. But I think the thing is here, if you know Childish Gambino, one of his albums, because of the internet, and a lot of his work is sort of surrounded by this rich kid blues theme, I would call it.
Mm.
But I think Tupac, in comparison, is more of a hustler and a rose that grew from the concrete, as he says. But Donald is more like a rose that grew in the grass, something like that. I just think that, you know, you have these contemporary artists that compare themselves to these legends, as we call them, or icons. So I just wanted to bring up the topic. What do you guys think about legends comparing themselves, you know, or I mean, contemporary artists comparing themselves to legends, if anyone has anything to say about that?
Well, speaking about icons, I think of Jaden Smith's hit single, Icon, where he compares himself to Michael Jackson. And in the music video, he does it while dancing. And, like, Jaden can dance, but the fact that he compared himself to, like, such a legend, like, it's so awkward. And I feel like, obviously, people have, like, inspirations from these people, and, like, it's fine to mention that, but it's just not a good idea to compare yourself to, like, a great... Like, it will never go over well. I feel like no one would be like, yeah, Jaden Smith, Michael Jackson, the same thing.
I think I might actually disagree. I think you gotta think of these, like, as from, like, a personal perspective. I don't think there's anything wrong with comparing yourself to your heroes or, like, saying that you want to reach that level, especially in, like, an interview context. So you gotta consider these people are, like, talking about their personal experience. And for a lot of them, like, especially maybe Donald Glover, he's driving to be something like Tupac because that's somebody he grew up with. That's something he wants to, like, aspire to be. And so when in an interview he's talking about, like, people he wants to be or a goal in his mind, I don't think it's wrong for him to say, in these ways I am like this, because he's almost trying to, like, mold himself in that fashion. He's trying to reach that point.
But I feel like it's, like, the phrasing. Like, they don't say, oh, this is my inspiration and I aspire to be this. It's like, I am basically this at this moment.
Yeah, I think it's one thing to think that and it's another to say that. You know, the difference between wanting to be like your heroes and saying you are like your heroes is a pretty big one. And I guess I'm just thinking, basically, if you were like them, other people would probably be saying that, because comparing, like, one artist to another artist is how, like, 90% of music criticism works.
Yeah, I think maybe just in my mind, especially in the context of Donald Glover, he wasn't specifically saying, I am Tupac, like, reincarnate. He was more just saying, like, and I think he makes some interesting parallels, even if they're not 100% accurate. In these ways, this is how we do compare, and this is how our backgrounds are similar.
Yeah, I think definitely, like, it's okay to compare yourself to other artists, but I just think you have to be very cautious when you do it. You have to know what you're talking about. I think he does know what he's talking about. I think, obviously, like, because of where he is and because of his position as an artist, like, he does probably know about Tupac's background. You just have to be very careful in how you say it, because I feel like he made it sound too much like our upbringing was similar, when Donald's upbringing was, like, very comfortable compared to Tupac's, because Tupac's story is literally, like, you know, no father, mother, single mother raised him, just extreme poverty and natural hustler where he came, like, all the way from the bottom to the top. That is what Tupac is. I think it's also important to emphasize, you know, what Tupac did was a lot different than what a lot of musicians do, is that he was such an activist, and because he died at such a young age, like, that was a big part of why people look up to him so much, and because he had such a large impact in a short amount of years. So I think when you're comparing to artists, it's a lot easier, like, if that artist, the contemporary artist, like Donald, if he's no longer in music, it's a lot easier to compare to someone who's done music as well. I think it's more difficult to compare someone who's currently still making music to someone who's already retired.
Mm-hmm. And I think I do agree with that. And I think I also agree with Bryden's point that I think was decent, which is that, like, there are, like, people compare themselves to
Like, you don't, you shouldn't be the one drawing those comparisons. It should be your audience. It's like, this mm-hmm. person is similar to this. And so I guess I do see what you're saying in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Something you want to say?
I don't have that much of an opinion.
I think...
No, I totally agree with you, though. I don't think, like, comparing yourself in that way. He definitely didn't have the same upbringing. Totally different upbringing. And it is weird in an interview to be like, I'm like this person. This is who I am. And in... I mean, in some senses, maybe, but I don't know. I feel like it's probably something to avoid.
What about from, like, a business perspective? You get people talking about it. You say, hey, I'm like Jesus. I'm like the Beatles, bigger than Jesus.
Yeah.
Kanye, I am a god.
Yeah.
Pretty much all of XXXTentacion's career. you know, it gets people talking. We're talking about it now. I think if Donald never said it, there'd be people who wouldn't, you know, be having this conversation.
Definitely from a, you know, a perspective of in the economy, and if you want to get attention, it's a very smart thing to do, because then people are going to talk about you. And that's the reason why, you know, we talk about X so much, or why we talk about Kanye so much when he says those things, or this too. Like, if this didn't come up, then I wouldn't be talking about Childish Gambino right now, because I know he's, you know, he's got the Star Wars and the Lion King and that other stuff going on, but in terms of music, I haven't thought about them for a while, but yeah, you're right. Like, it's a smart strategy.
It's a really
smart conversation.
Strategy.
Yeah, for sure.
Who do you think deserves to get clowned on more, Drake or Childish? Oh, that was instant. I see you have an opinion on this.
I feel like you have an opinion. I said Drake. I don't know if I have a solid backing for that. I actually am from Toronto, so I feel like I should it should be my idol or something, and I should have like OVO merch, but. I don't know, just, I feel like Childish Gambino is just much more interesting than, like, I know Drake has a lot of songs that are good, but, like, in total, I don't know, everything Gambino has done has been super interesting to me, and Drake's just like, eh, this is an album with too many songs on it, I don't know.
I definitely think, you know, even though I am criticizing Childish Gambino here, sorry.
Gamboni.
Not, I guess I was thinking about Redbone. Childish Gambino. he is extremely versatile, and I think he deserves recognition for that. Like, come on, the guy is not only a rapper, but he shows he can sing, he can produce, direct, act. He's one of those people who could get the EGOT, you know, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. Like, he's one of those people. So as much as, you know, right now I'm disagreeing with him, he does deserve a lot of credit, and I do think he's more interesting than Drake. And he's more interesting than a lot of artists because of that versatility.
And I think when we come back to, like, comparing yourself to icons, I almost feel like it's weird to me that he felt like he had to compare himself to Tupac. Because mm-hmm. in my mind, he's one of the guys really making a name for himself on his own right now. Like, I almost feel like he doesn't need to associate himself with an icon, because it seems like he's on pace to become one of those icons.
Yeah.
All right. Any closing remarks? We got to hop on to some ads real quick. I don't want to say something controversial for people to think about over the... No?
No, I'm good.
Kanye West is better than... Oh, hey. All right, Ethan.
Okay, so, I mean, when you think about an artist, you kind of look at them as a product of their times. So when Gambino said, I'm the new Tupac, you know, it kind of made me wonder if Tupac was around today, brought up in this kind of society, what would he be like? Would he mirror Gambino? So my question would kind of be, you know, would Tupac equal Gambino in today's world?
Good question.
Damn, sorry. Okay. All right, we're going to cut to a break. We'll be back.
Mother Nature's son, king of the Everglades, population one. I rap poetry for myself. I rap poetry for myself.
We guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
That is a sigh of relief because Fun Drive 2017 is officially over. To everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at citr.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Genre infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
So, hi. We just want to do a quick breakdown of the events that are coming up in the next week. There are a couple big ones that I think you should totally check out. First one on the list that I have in front of me is Petunia and the Vipers. It's from a series called Wise Mondays, and they're playing today, even though it is a Tuesday today, right? They're playing today at Wise Hall, which is going to be super cool. Followed up, Mason Jennings playing February 14th at the Biltmore Cabaret. He is an American folk pop singer-songwriter. This is his last show in Canada before he goes back to the States, so you should check him out while you can. Then we have, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, Parquet Courts and Thurstone Moore are both playing on February 15th at the Imperial. Then we have Jay Som and Japanese Breakfast at the Biltmore Cabaret on February 16th. Following that up, there's a band called Black Wizard, which is a stoner rock and heavy metal band out of Vancouver. And they are playing February 16th at the Rickshaw Theater. The show is their new records release, so it'll be a super cool show with them showing off a bunch of their new tracks. Last couple, we have Noble Oak. They're playing on February 16th at the Fox Cabaret. A British artist, producer, songwriter named Bruno Major is playing at the Fox Cabaret on the 17th. And the last show for the week is Autograph. They're playing at the Imperial on the 17th, and they are a dance and electronic trio out of Chicago. Then local BC music news. I just had this pass to me a while ago. There's this thing called Creative BC and the First Peoples Cultural Council, and they are announcing a new opportunity for Indigenous music performers. And so if you're an Indigenous music performer and you want to attend the first Indigenous music retreat, it's from May 6th to May 11th in 2018. It's going to be at the Brew Creek Center in Whistler, BC. And so the whole idea is that it's like 20 emerging and dedicated artists from across BC. They'll be selected to participate. And then they develop and expand their careers in the music industry. So it's all about promoting the Aboriginal artists from BC. The retreat includes workshops, roundtable discussions, consultations, and coaching. It's got like a ton of super useful stuff. You've got established industry professionals will also be there. And then music mentors will be like at the event as well. And so if you're interested in going out to this, it's going to be a ton of Indigenous music, like celebration and the whole BC community, essentially. It's awesome. It's open to First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and music artists who want to demonstrate their whole experience. It's going to be super cool. And then beyond that, we also had the Juno nominations coming out for 2018, I think. Major names there are like the Juno Fan Choice Awards. Of course, you have your Headleys, you have your Nickelbacks, you've got all the classic Canadian staples. But then you've also got like Sean Hook, Theory of a Dead Man is in here. Just scrolling through the rest, Michael Bublé is here again. It's just the Junos. Junos are awesome. I love the Junos.
It's in Vancouver this year.
It is in Vancouver this year. And so that makes it local BC, and that makes it us. So if you guys want to check out the Junos, I would totally recommend it. You should drop on in if you get a chance.
If you guys want to check out all of those concerts, you can pick up the latest copy of CATR Discorder. It's our monthly magazine, newspaper, mm-hmm. everything you need to know about everything you need to know.
It also has all those dates for all those shows that I just brought up.
Yeah, right on the back is just all the shows, mm-hmm. all the shows ever. Okay, Isia, you went to a concert. Tell us everything about it.
Yes, this Saturday I went to Diet Sig, and Spook School opened up for them. And it was just like, I think it was one of the most positive, like, happy shows I've been to in a long time. The lead singer of Diet Sig, she just constantly was like, love yourself, don't compromise yourself for anybody, and like, she had glitter on her face, and she was like kicking it around, and halfway through the set she was like, yeah, I tore my ACL, so like, bear with me. But she's probably more athletic than I've ever been in my whole life. And I just think it was cool because last week we were talking about like sexual assault in the music scene and like safe spaces and stuff like that, and they really, really emphasized how like it wasn't a place for people to bother each other and like don't touch anyone that doesn't want to be touched, and she like really emphasized it. So I thought that was cool, especially since we were talking about it like 2 days. And a short sidetrack, but I also went to the UBC Orchestra, and that was really cool and like beautiful, and there's opera, and I don't understand how people do that with their vocal cords. And yeah, that was also a cool show. It was at the Chan Center for Performing Arts, so shout out to UBC.
Sweet. All right, we're gonna throw it back to Renee. Oh, we gotta set this up.
Mm-hmm. Real
Hold
quick.
Up. We're gonna throw some music, set stuff up, and we'll be back.
Hi, again, I'm Renee Assant, and this one was requested by Killian. Happy birthday, Orla. I see you're feeling blue, waiting round for someone new, and I know, cause I've got it too. Loneliness ain't new for me or you. So don't let this be love. And there's so many signs from up above there telling you to run away. Oh, honey, I ain't gonna stay. So you think you found a friend in me, but you're so blind you can't see that I ain't here to hold your hand. Oh, honey, I hope you understand that this just can't be love. And there's so many signs from up above there telling you to run away. Oh, honey, I ain't gonna stay. Can't have you wanting anything more. Excuse my pride, I ain't been through this before. I only want one night or two. Don't wanna know the other side of you. So don't let this be love. And there's so many signs from up above and there telling you to run away. Oh, honey, I ain't.
don't wanna hurt you, don't want you feeling down. I really ain't the kind of mess around town, but we could both use a little human touch. Being all alone, you really don't get too much, so don't let this be love. And there's so many signs from up above, and they're telling you to run away. Oh, honey, I ain't gonna stay. So don't worry, baby, don't let it get you down. Someone new will come around, but I ain't the one to hold you down. This time, baby, we're just messing around. So don't let this be love, no. 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 Don't let this be love. This one's nicer and softer. It's about love. It's coming up from underneath my feet. It's my desire and it's swallowing me. If I tried to run, my heart would beg to stay. My legs would surely break to leave me in my place. I've seen that face. The dreams I keep. I've seen that fire glowing in your eyes. I feel it too. It's burning in me. And I can't breathe when my mind says leave. If I tried to run, my heart would beg to stay. My legs would surely break to leave me in my place. Growing old, we've got time to kill. With growing old, we're all time's gonna kill. So let's begin finding our way down long roads that lead to our grave. 'Cause if I tried to run, my heart would beg to stay. My legs would surely break to leave me in my place. Thank you. Do you guys want like a loud one or a soft one now?
Up to you.
Surprising. I don't know.
Maybe end on a loud one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. This one's about feeling good, you know, and just really feeling yourself and going out, you know? And murder. I've got some trouble in me. Keeps me warm late at night. Sets a fire in my soul. Takes all my pain away. You better watch out, babe. I'm feeling pretty, I'm feeling fine. I've got a dark streak, babe. It's got a hold on me. They used to haunt me, but I want it all. I've got it bad. Take me out tonight. I'm feeling pretty, I'm feeling fine. Watching you bleed is my one desire. Oh, sweetheart, just take my hand. I'm feeling pretty, I'm feeling fine. Come to the Fox Cabaret on Thursday night. Tickets are $13.50. It's going to be worth it. And find me on Spotify, SoundCloud, and anywhere else you can stream music. and definitely come on Thursday. Support local bands. They're amazing. They're so good. It's going to be worth it. Thank you so much for having me. Renee Assant.